We're doing Rav Chalap and Parshat Shlach. As Moshe is seeing the 12 men off to spy out the land, Moshe changes Hoshea bin Nun's name and he calls him Yoshua. Targum Yonason brings a medrash. The medrash says, Kadchame Moshe anvitanute. When Moshe saw the humility of Yoshua, Kara lo Hoshea bin Nun Yoshua. Then he changed his name from Hoshea bin Nun to Yoshua. Yes? Correct. Both interpretations exist, but let's hear out Rav Chalap. Say that. Says Rav Chalap, we already had the prophecy of Eldad and Medad. Yoshua is supposed to lead the people into the land of Israel. Technically, when Moshe is sending the 12 spies, there's supposed to be a leader. And that leader is supposed to be Yoshua. It's not supposed to be 12 independent people going in to spy. It was supposed to be 12 people going in under Yoshua. The Miraglim had a coup, and they said, we're not going to recognize Yoshua. And when the Miraglim are challenging the entrance to the land of Israel, it is a direct challenge to Yoshua bin Nun's job. Yoshua's job, he's already led the people to war against Amalek, and he's supposed to lead the Jewish people into the land of Israel. Part of what the Miraglim did in order to usurp the desire to enter Israel was to usurp Yoshua's position as a leader. Yoshua, specifically Yoshua bin Nun, a descendant of Rachel, is the one that's supposed to lead us back into the land of Israel. And Moshe sees Yoshua's humility. Moshe said, maybe Yoshua will concede that he should not be the leader. Maybe out of that humility, Yoshua will side with the spies and say, you guys are right, you're all great, you're all leaders, you're all great men. I shouldn't be your leader. So Moshe calls him in and says, Yehoshua, Hashem should save you from their plot. Don't give in, you're the leader. Yoshua has to recognize that Hashem is with him and they have to be subservient to him because only he can lead the people into Israel. This pshat of Rav Chalap is so enlightening. We find with regards to Yoshua that when he takes the leadership, everyone tells him, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong. Hashem tells him, the people tell him, the leaders tell him, everyone tells Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, what were they so concerned about? Why does Yoshua get this warning repeatedly, be strong? So I always thought, Yoshua gets the warning because coming after Moshe was no easy task. You couldn't fill Moshe's shoes. There was no other human being who would be as great as Moshe. So there was this challenge. How do you lead a people when you know you're nowhere near the previous leader? You got to be strong. That's what I thought. Rav Chalap's interpretation fills in the gap. If Yoshua already lost the leadership once, if the whole story of the Miraglim is the story of an accepted a successful coup, that when they went into Israel, Yeshua was supposed to be the leader. And when they came back, they usurped him. Yeshua is a non-entity. The 10 spies, they give the report. And when they give the report, they say things against Yeshua. So then we understand why, when Yeshua was actually given the leadership, when Yeshua was appointed the leader after Moshe, everyone's telling him, Chazak ve'ematz, you better be strong. Because you lost it once. You lost the leadership. And then it was him versus 10. You see, they succeeded.
No, they were
when you're a leader, you better ensure your opinion is what happens. In the end, it is.
Yeah, it's always the end. I'm saying, so you don't even the right side of things. In the end, Yoshua's did not. The people lost 38 years in the desert. Rav Chalap does not throw the book at Yoshua. He does not blame Yoshua for what the spies did. He does say that Yoshua was supposed to be the leader, and the first step of rebellion of the spies, which Moshe sensed could happen, was to remove Yoshua from being the leader.